Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip.
Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, we're dishing about Time Magazine's list of the 100 most philanthropic people of 2026. That includes Steven Spielberg, Idris Elba, Elton John, and Rihanna. Former Philadelphia Eagles center Jason Kelce, who weighed nearly 300 pounds during his NFL career, joked about his weight loss on the New Heights podcast.
All the fat kids when we were growing up, they ended up being the funniest, most enjoyable to be around.
It's true. Fat people are just better.
You didn't get good until you got fat.
I didn't. Yeah, nobody liked me until I became fat.
That's such a bummer.
As I get skinnier, people hate me more and more.
Okay, I'm just going to tell y'all right now, please do not get offended or try to cancel him. He's just being honest. Kelce retired in March of 2024, set a goal weight of 250 pounds. Taylor Swift, by the way, soon to be a Kelce, has been calling friends and family, telling them to keep their summers flexible for her wedding. She didn't send out notices because she's trying to keep things quiet. Yeah, fat chance of that happening. And Will Ferrell thinks no one cares that he's hosting SNL.
I'm who cares.
I'm who cares.
And I'm Paul McCartney.
I'll be hosting the season finale of SNL, but you don't care. You'll tune in for Paul McCartney.
That's not true.
It is true.
Yeah, it is true.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney so much. Dylan Sprouse and Barbara Palvin are expecting their first child together. Yes, you heard me right. Sweet Life of Zach and Cody's Dylan Sprouse is going to be a dad. SNL's Colin Jost revealed that the late singer Jimmy Buffett actually helped save his life while he was surfing. His board tether was caught on a rock and drowning him.
And he was like, are you okay in there? Ooh, I love all this water I'm swallowing. I'm doing great. And then I started getting like kind of nervous because I couldn't get loose of this rock. And so he sort of sensed it. You know, the instructor there had like a knife. And so he swam and cut my leash off and got me out and got me back out there. And then literally he was like, I think that down the beach might be more your speed.
Yeah, that was just Jimmy Buffett being the grown up in the situation. That's what it was. For the first time ever, the World Cup will have a halftime show. And it was announced by Chris Martin and the Muppets?
And the moment, Shakira.
I mean, we can dream Shakira.
Shakira, I mean, I'm sure she's just way too busy.
Shakira's in and she's bringing cookies.
Wow.
Cookies? Shakira.
Cookies.
Shakira.
Can you believe it? They're doing a halftime show during the World Cup final.
That doesn't sound half bad.
Well, it doesn't sound half good either.
I love the Muppets so much. It's also going to include Madonna and BTS. The game goes down July 19th at MetLife Stadium. Witnesses say Britney Spears was making a scene at a restaurant on Wednesday night, raising her voice and barking. Her rep says she was just enjoying a nice dinner and was telling a story about her dog. Okay. Game of Thrones star Emilia Clarke detailed her traumatic recovery from two brain aneurysms. She's 39 and underwent the surgeries back in 2011 and 13 and said she shut down emotionally.
When you have a brain injury, you move around in the world. And for me, what happened after the first and specifically after the second, I was just convinced that I had cheated death and I was meant to die. And that every day that's all I could think about.
Yeah, I get it. Cancer can do that to you as well. But you just kind of got to look at the good side. Look what I got to do, not what happened to me. And oh, speaking of, I got a dirt alert, y'all. Pete Davidson and Elsie Hewitt have split up 5 months after their baby was born.
The world wants to punch me in the throat.
Yes, Pete, we do. And that's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Morning Go and B104.3. You're welcome.